You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
I've been hit by a car 3 times in my life, and I'm not the only one that had this experience.
We started across, and the gentleman didn't stop and plowed right into me.
He made a left-hand turn and caught my left foot with his left wheel.
And I was right in front of his car, and so I rolled up onto the hood and then kind of came off.
It's said that 1 of every 3 visually impaired individuals will have this experience at least once in their life. But I've invented a solution to this problem called the See Me Cane, the lighted blind cane that you can see from 100 yards away. Nobody wants to hit a blind person, and that's why the See Me Cane provides not only confidence and independence for the visually impaired, but assurance that you as a driver will see visually impaired people travel more independently and safely. Don't take it from me, let's take it from those that already have See Me Canes.
You know, if I was crossing a busy street and it was super dark out, that at least people were able to see exactly where I was.
It's nighttime or we're walking, it just allows me a little bit more confidence and independence.
And now the vehicles are getting quieter and quieter because they're EVs, electric vehicles. I have an extra sense of security.
My goal is to make 2,500 See Me Canes to put into visually impaired people's hands.
This guy is a hero. He is saving lives all around America. Kelvin Crosby, known as the Deafblind Potter, turned his challenges with Usher syndrome type 2 disease into an inspiring story of perseverance and innovation. While working as a potter, he funded the development of the See Me Cane, a groundbreaking lighted cane for the blind. Having experienced the impact of being hit by a car 3 separate times, Kelvin understands the challenges faced by visually impaired individuals. Shockingly, an estimated 87 million people worldwide share similar experiences. Kelvin uses his artistry and personal testimony to encourage others to live beyond their challenges, showing how God shaped his life, just like clay on the potter's wheel. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Get ready for an exciting kickoff to 2025 with our inspiring guests all sharing about perseverance this week. I'm kicking this baby off with Kelvin Crosby, CEO and founder of Smart Guider Incorporated and Deaf Blind Potter. Kelvin, how you doing today, buddy?
It's so good to see you, and even though I can't see you, it's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. I tell you, it's the best day to be alive because yesterday is gone and tomorrow's not here yet.
I tell you what, Kelvin, just having the joy of talking with you briefly as we're setting up right here, I could do a 4-part series just on your life, your story, and what your life has been like the last couple of weeks on this program. The joy that exudes from you, it just is a reminder that people have nothing to complain about. You took a wild thing that you are dealing with, the blindness and the deafness, and turn it into something phenomenal that is saving lives around this globe. And like you told me during setup, people that have your cane in their hand that light up so others don't hit them will never know how many times your cane actually literally spared their life. This is phenomenal. You're a potter, inventor, radio show host, motivational speaker, social media influencer, all for Jesus. Praise God you exist. You face some very tough challenges. Tell us about your deaf blindness, overcoming suicidal thoughts, battling addiction. Take us through a journey of infancy, diaper stage, to where you are today, saving lives globally.
Yeah, so when that moment came when my parents realized that my speech wasn't being developed, my mother said, we need to look at this. Mm. They took me to the doctor and they realized, my son, he can't hear.
Oh.
No wonder he could not hear my voice. Mm. No wonder he could not hear me say the word that I needed to say.
Mm.
And they put hearing aids on me for the first time. It would take me almost 2 years to even develop my own set of words to be able to communicate. not only would that challenge continue to be haunting me and be a part of my life through elementary school, and it would almost take my life because I was different from everybody else. People didn't understand that because of my hearing loss, my voice sounded like a deaf person. And because of my hearing loss, I could have had a hard time understanding the words that I said and be able to read text in a book or different things like that. And that really drove me until the point when God got a hold of my life. And he said, "Kelvin, I have a plan for you with your hearing loss. I want to love you. I don't want you to hate yourself." And he took me from there, and I accepted Christ into my life. But only a couple years later, when I turned 13, when the diagnosis of Usher syndrome would be provided to me. That day, I'll never forget, when my mom was in the doctor's office, three doctors looking at my eyes, and they say, "Yes, your son has Usher syndrome type 2, and he will eventually go blind one day."
Oh, gosh. Okay, I want to dissect this beast. What you did, though, today is unbelievable. Okay, you were born deaf. Your mom figured that out shortly into your little life here on the earth. And then they found out when you were in your, 10 or 11, 12 years old, somewhere in there, that you had Usher syndrome?
Exactly.
And that you would go blind someday. You gave your life to the Lord at the age of 13?
No, I was 8, 9.
Oh, you gave your life to the Lord at age 8 or 9, so younger. But you went through such a wild, horrible experience, because young kids back then, during your elementary years, were making fun of you, my guess, my assumption, because you didn't sound like the rest, because you couldn't understand and hear properly in order to know even how your own voice sounded. And so you were getting bullied on top of that. When was your suicidal tendencies? When did that arise?
So I had two different stages in my life. When I was 8 and 9 years old, I attempted suicide 3 times.
Oh my gosh.
But it wouldn't be until my 12 time encounters of trying to take my life when I was 19 years old.
Oh my gosh. And
that story is tough to hear. It's not easy to walk through the journey and ask God, why would you make me deafblind? Why would you take away my vision?
Why when you already were struggling with the fact that you were deaf.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I don't know much about what you have. It's called, you said, Usher's syndrome type 2?
Yep.
So is that genetic?
It's genetic. So both my mom and my dad had the lucky gene.
What in the world?
So I say it's the lucky gene that I got, you know, and it made me. My brother doesn't have it, but just me.
Unbelievable. So well, you know what? In some aspects, I'd have to agree with you. You are very lucky, because God chose you to save thousands and thousands of lives around this globe because of how you were born, what happened to you as a result, and God chose you to save so many other people's lives. I know so many people are thankful today that are blind, that have your cane in their hand every day. It gives them a sense of security, a security blanket going out and living in the real world. We have so many things to talk about. We're going to go a short commercial break. When we come back, Kelvin is going to dissect how this wild background, childhood upbringing, turning his life to the Lord, turned into creating the See Me Cane. More with Kelvin right after this.
The public education system is a burning building, but our children don't have to be trapped in the flames of anti-God, anti-American, and anti-freedom agendas. Rescue your children today. My Father's World can help. With a Bible-centered complete curriculum for preschool through high school, My Father's World returns the focus to God, family, community, and patriotism. Join the nearly 250,000 families who have already escaped public education through homeschooling. My Father's World can also help you bring real education reform to your community with a micro school or Christian school. Visit mfwbooks.com/Fortina or scan the QR code for more information and get your special offer. That's mfwbooks.com/4Tina. For homeschool, micro school, and preschool, My Father's World is your solution.
Hey, Mom! Think I'm ready to drive this thing.
Not yet.
Hey, Mom! Think I'm ready for the chainsaw. Not yet! Not yet! Not yet!
Hey, Mom. I'm ready for the set. Can I get it, please?
Social media? Not yet.
It's okay to say not yet to social media, and yes to connection. Gab builds safe phones and watches for kids and teens.
With no internet, no social media, and no worries.
Mom, are we done here?
Not yet.
Gab, safely connected.
So many of us are suffering from demonic oppression and we don't even know it. We can change lives for all eternity by the way we interact and show Jesus to those around us. So why not share the gospel with those around you with the clothes you wear? I know it sounds nuts, but that's a good way to get the conversation started. Over at caruso.com, K-E-R-U-S-S-O, you will find killer t-shirts, perfect way to do just that, minister and witness to other people. Their amazing shirts share truth while also being on trend. Be prepared to be asked all kinds of questions about the scripture you're wearing and be ready to answer them with God's truth. Once again, caruso.com. Also, put code word Tina in at checkout to save an additional 15%. Oh, yeah. Kelvin, you have a lot to share for the second half of this interview, man. I'm very excited to talk to you about this, how it transpired over your last couple decades here. You have found the strength to persevere through so many challenges, Usher syndrome, blindness, being hit by cars. It's unbelievable you're alive, but God has a massive purpose for you. Take us back to age of 19, several suicide attempts. What happened? How did you find the strength to get through all that?
Yeah, that moment in my life when I hit a chair and I fell over and went on my knees and I was in tears. Because I realized at that moment that my vision, I couldn't see up, down, left, or right. I could only see in the central part of my vision. Causing me to become legally blind. I had to make a choice to embrace deaf blindness or not embrace deaf blindness. And I said I would try. But that trying would lead me 12 times into the mountains. Essentially cursing God, saying, why would you make me this way? Take my life away. I don't want to live with deaf blindness. I'll never forget that 12th time. That 12th time, his still, soft voice came in the woods and said, Kelvin, I need you to trust me. I want you to rejoice in your suffering. Persevere, knowing that perseverance will build a character in you. And you know, if you put your hope in me, I will take care of the rest. I came down that mountain a new man, but a man that still would have to go through more challenges. It would only be a year later, I would find myself in New York City, not too far from Penn Station, using a blind cane, saying, hey, I got my independence, but I'll never forget that winter night. I stepped off the curb with my cane and the taxi driver taking my cane out and hitting me with a mirror and I'm falling to my knees.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm freezing. The wind chill, the San Diego boy had no idea what a wind chill is. And I'm freezing and I'm just shaking just out of control.
Oh my gosh. And the taxi cab driver did not see you at all.
Did not, and it kept going.
Did anyone else come to your aid?
Nobody really came to my aid besides somebody bringing back my cane. And I just kind of stood there on the curb. Eventually, somebody did come. It seemed like it was like 5-10 minutes later.
Oh, my gosh.
And they did guide me to Penn Station so I could go back to school. And this traumatized me in a way that I never thought it would. It was only by the grace of God because I went to church in the city and I lived on Long Island. It was one of those things where the church kept calling me back. I was saying, Kelvin, you got to come back. And I'll never forget, it was about 3 to 4 weeks later. I was a little farther up close to my church, and I step off.
No.
And I get hit again.
Oh, my gosh.
This one wasn't as impactful. The guy got my cane and just took it off with a taxi. And I was physically not as damaged. But it was one of those moments, I'm like, why is nobody seeing me? I'm newly blind. I don't know this life. I mean, I got good cane skills, but I'm not sure why. How can I solve this problem?
You are taking me, I'm trying to pretend I'm you, and I can't even wrap my brain around it because, you know, people that aren't blind and deaf, or one or the other, specifically blind in this situation, actually both, because you can't see nor hear traffic, a close vehicle, a train. I mean, it's crazy to me. Now you can because you have these special hearing aids and, you know, just so people know that obviously you can hear me today. Thank God for technology there. But because of all this technology and distractions for drivers, they're not paying attention behind the wheel to see people crossing the street. And the last thing you want to do is you already... I'm just saying it from my perspective. You already are losing your freedoms on not living like other people with your eyesight and your hearing. And the last thing you need is to know that you can't even trust other drivers to cross the street to have the little bit of freedom you're trying to get that you can still get without thinking you might be killed in the process. You're blowing my mind on what you created as a result. So you get struck twice in basically a month. What happened the third time?
So the third time was one of those California rolls through a stop sign. And I was in San Diego, and I don't remember this one as much, but I ended up on the guy's hood.
And, oh, my gosh.
And just had a seat. I was like, did you not see me here? Like, I'm here.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was one of those moments I was like, all right, this is it, you know?
So what happened there? They just never saw you crossing the street there either?
No, from what I understood, like I didn't get hurt on that one, so we didn't have to do like any legal stuff.
His car, but you landed on the guy's hood.
Yeah, but it was a slow California roll, going through the stop sign, and I was in the middle of the stop sign, and so he either was looking left or right, not straight ahead. I mean, I was like, I saw that coming, and I can't see it.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? It's funny and not so funny. You're in California. You should have gotten paid for that by doing some kind of stunt double deal for a movie or whatever. Like, that should have been filmed, and you should have been getting residual checks since that first day when you did the soft California roll. I don't even want to know what that looks like. It still sounds dangerous. You are something else, young man. We're going to do a short commercial break. When we come back, the last phenomenal segment of this baby is going to be all about the See Me Cane and what Kelvin put his life on the line here three times by getting hit by vehicles, had the wake-up call from God that there's something in the mix that he must design. He did, and many are alive today because of it. More with Kelvin right after this. Imagine having the ability to boost your body's own defenses against illness and disease without having to rely on corporate or government solutions. It's all about tapping into the powerful, natural ways that have been provided to us by God. Enforce is a groundbreaking immune-supporting mushroom with over 400 studies confirming its abilities. Chris Eriks, also known as Baby Trump, has an incredible story of how his throat cancer went into remission after just 3 months of taking Enforce. And it's not just for humans. Stephanie gave her dog mush puppies and saw amazing results. Her pup is now walking again and cancer-free. That's why so many people are using Enforce and mush puppies for themselves and their pets. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 80% of customers keep coming back for more. Check out petclub247.com/Tina to get your own supply. That's petclub247.com/Tina. With cancer on the rise, it's imperative to boost our immune systems every day. Take the first step towards a healthier future with Enforce. Since October 7, 2023, thousands of missiles have gone off in the land of Israel. When the warning alarm of rocket fire sounds, civilians only have 15 to 30 seconds to reach a bomb shelter. When children have no shelter, they drop to the ground and cover their heads. Shelters protect from shrapnel that flies out of rockets upon impact. which is designed to maim, injure, and kill people. Jacob's Ladder is building bomb shelters to protect Israeli children. They purchase shelters that are the most speedily deployed, made of reinforced steel with precast fortified concrete. Each shelter costs $18,000. As funding comes in, another shelter is up and running within days. This Boots on the Ground ministry has been serving for over 11 years. They know the people and their concerns. Partner with Jacob's Ladder and help them set up more bomb shelters to save more Israeli children by going to jacobsladder.us/give. That's jacobsladder.us/give.
Hey, where's Addie?
You didn't hear? She caught the scrolls.
You mean that thing where you're scrolling on social media and your hand turns into a claw and you waste hours of your life?
I've had it.
It's going around.
My neck still hurts.
I caught the scrolls last summer.
I missed my own birthday.
I missed my whole summer vacation.
I'm so sorry.
Stop the scrolls with Gab. Kids safe phones and watches with no internet, no social media, and no worries. Gab, safely connected.
I am back with Kelvin. You are my hero, man. You're saving lives left and right with a light-up cane. Who would have thought? Drivers out there, pay attention behind the wheel. I'm also talking to myself. There are people that want to cross the street. Everybody wants to cross the street. But let's help the blind get to the other side. And you're doing just that, Kelvin. How did your struggle for perseverance lead to your creation of a cane for blind individuals? And you told me that these blind people that have your canes probably don't even know that that cane has saved their lives. Tell us more. How did that turn into this phenomenal creation at seemecane.com, everybody? Go to that website, seemecane.com.
Yeah, so the See Me Cane all came from one of my students getting severely hurt, being hit by a car. And I thought, you know, let me create a robot. I mean, and so I learned how to build robots and so forth, and I made a prototype. I went to go test it in the market. People didn't like that idea. But I realized there's a phrase that nobody's really using, but it's a really good phrase. Defensive walking. We have defensive driving, but blind people don't have defensive walking.
Wow.
And what if I could invent a product that would help visually impaired people have defensive walking?
And what is defensive walking?
So defensive walking is using your tools that you have to be able to create a cautionary environment so that way people can react and the sounds in the environment or the behaviors in the environment react to what you are doing.
I love it.
And so this is called, that's what I call defensive walking. And with the See Me Cane, the idea was if you can be seen from 100 yards away and you're just blind, you'll start hearing the safety of the environment. If you are deafblind, you can leverage the speed of the environment, like wind and movement and different things of cars, to be able to see how still is the environment. But you can't really do that with a normal blind cane unless you have a tool like a See Me Cane that provide a defensive walking tool where you can make it flash, you can make it sweep it back and forth. You can do different techniques to alert people around you that you are there. And just using your cane properly as a blind individual, you're already creating a light show for people to be able to see you from at least 100 yards away.
You are phenomenal. Everybody out there, if you see a blind person or know a blind person, even if they're on the street and they're a stranger, literally get their information and go to seemecane.com and purchase one, a dozen, 100 for the blind people living in your community. And that also will help support Kelvin with his endeavor on wanting to make 2,500 more See Me Canes. Now, you have a fundraising project right now of trying to raise $500,000 to make the first 2,500 See Me Canes, the next big wave. People can go to PayPal and look you up there, but also you can donate straight through Kelvin's website at seemecane.com. Scroll a couple inches down and you're going to see his endeavor of helping them build 2,500 lighted white canes What a phenomenal way to kick off the new year. Click on the donate button right there and it'll take you to his donate page. Give to this fantastic cause right here. And you told me that last week, $100,000 already came in, so people are on the move. Also, he has a personal website, kelvincrosby.com, K-E-L-V-I-N, Crosby, C-R-O-S-B-Y.com. Check it out, go there. You can also bring him in to speak for your upcoming events. Learn about his pottery background. Just so much info about Kelvin right here at kelvincrosby.com. You are a phenomenal human being. Thank God you are alive. He spared your life a dozen times over with you trying to take it because he wants to use you mightily, and he is. Everybody out there, watch all four episodes as we dissect perseverance this week. And once again, it's a reminder to us, our team, Counterculture Ministries, that God is trying to tell us together that we need to persevere in the new year and beyond, to not give up, not wave the white flag. Kelvin, I'll have you back on the show this year, buddy. Take it easy.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.